Hey, good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. And this is the second year in a row that we've talked about this really cool festival. It's the Cine Youth Festival. It's an annual free event showcasing the work of young filmmakers ranging in age from 7 to 22. It's taking place Thursday, May 4th through the 6th. At the Music Box Theater, a very, very cool event. We're going to talk about it, tell you all the details and how you can be a part of it. And we're very excited to talk to the festival director, Lauren Ponto, and to one of the filmmakers featured in the festival, Olivia Peace. So let me first welcome Lauren to the show. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. All right. So tell everybody about the Cine Youth Festival and how long it's been around.
Yeah, so Cine Youth is celebrating its 13th year this year. Like you said, May 4th through the 6th at the Music Box Theater, we're going to be screening 77 short films from 8 countries. And the youngest filmmaker is 7, and
wow.
We go up to 22 years old. Yeah.
And so you've got you've 70 short films. You had 465 submissions from around the world, correct?
Yes, 77 short films were showing, but we did choose those 77 from 465.
And the youngest filmmaker is 7 years old. That's really pretty incredible.
It is incredible. It's a family group. They made a great animation film. They're called The Bum Family, and they're from Canada, and they're awesome.
That's so. really cool.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great things that are be happening during that weekend of the 4th through the 6th at the Music Box. So we're going to get into that, and I want to get all the details. But I'd like to welcome one of the filmmakers that will be featured, and her name is Olivia Peace. Olivia, welcome to the show, Olivia.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I saw your film. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, really, really beautiful. Tell me how you started in film, Olivia.
So I was a film major at Northwestern University, and that film, Pangea, was my final film that I made my senior year. Before that, I was just really into painting and drawing, and then got into writing, and from there, I just kind of found my way in college.
to heading towards film.
Yeah.
Were you influenced by any filmmakers or what are some of your favorite movies or movies that really spoke to you and said, you know what, I want to start making movies? Were there certain films that did that for you?
You know, it's actually wild. I was thinking about this the other day, and Oprah Winfrey, like, I grew up as a super fan of her, seeing her like all the time, seeing her show. I actually own the box set of all of her shows.
That's great.
Yeah, so I just grew up like with a huge love for TV and films, it's just decided to start making some of my own.
Okay. Now, besides being inspired by Oprah, what are some of your favorite movies, Olivia?
Recently I saw Get Out, and that one was huge and awesome for me.
Yeah.
I also growing up really loved Forrest Gump too. I love like kind of coming of age films, and a little bit of genre too. But specifically, I want to see more like women and women of color, especially shown on screen.
Yeah, and you grew up in Detroit.
Yeah, and then moved around a bit, but. Now my family, I think my mom is listening too. So hi from West Bloomfield.
There you go. So Lauren, tell me about how Pangea came to you.
Yeah. So I remember, Pangea, it was early on in the submission process, but, Olivia, Pangea stuck out to me immediately. I think it's a wonderful, lovely film. I think one of the best things about it, and one of the best, most notable things that stuck out to me, was your use of sound and your score. In the film, it was kind of like whimsical, but also mysterious, and it really drew me in. And I think the overall message of your film is great. And the fact that you guys shot that in a week
That was shot in a week?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So I thought that was pretty great.
Yeah.
and just the whole message at the end with the family turning off the TV and being like, oh, we can tune that out. I just thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, really, really powerful, beautiful, lovely stuff. Olivia, tell everybody about what Pangea is.
Yeah. So, like Ben was saying, we shot it. We were based at Northwestern. It was a film group from Northwestern. And we drove down over our spring break and shot it in New Orleans. And it's about a 6-year-old girl, and it takes place 8 days after Hurricane Katrina. And it's about her, kind of coming to terms with the loss of her family while she's stranded up on a roof waiting for help. It was a really great experience shooting it, and we got to work with actors locally in New Orleans too. I'm super grateful for, especially our 6-year-old.
She's terrific. She's terrific. She's really terrific in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we losing Olivia? Are you there,
I'm
Olivia?
Still here.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. So, you know, I also wanted to mention, you know, we're talking about how lovely the film is. It used to sound really beautifully shot. And, you know, the fact that you were on location in New Orleans really adds to a real significance to the piece.
Yeah.
But I also love the little map animated thing that's in the middle there. Who did the animation for that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I'm also an animator.
Oh. God, you're unbelievably. That's amazing. So, that I love that little whimsical part of the short. You know, when the map moves in, was that an idea in your head the whole time?
Yeah, we were trying to figure out a bunch of different ways to do it, whether it should be stop motion or if it should be digital. And so, after a couple of weeks of trying a bunch of different ways, that's kind of what I figured out in the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks beautiful. A really, really nice job.
Thank you, Lauren,
what are some of the other things that will be happening this weekend? There are different programs and there are different events.
Yes.
To give everybody some info about it.
Yeah, for sure. So, like I said, May 4th is our opening night, and I'm super, super excited about the feature we're showing. We're going to screen, it's the Chicago premiere of G-Kids, their new animation film called My Entire High School Sinking into the Sea. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really cool animation film, and it's by the graphic novelist. He wrote and directed it, Dash Shaw, and he's actually going to be there to intro the film and do a Q&A after, so we're really excited for that. So that's on the 4th, so next Thursday. Friday night, we have our program screenings of Official Selections. Olivia's is that day, and it's in our Real Women Hour at 6 p.m. on Friday, May 5th. And then on Saturday, we have lots going on. We're at the Music Box all day. We have a film pitch, which is really awesome. Three filmmakers are pitching their works in progress to a panel of industry professionals. We have some great panelists. Among them is Trevor Albert, and he is an amazing producer. He produced super successful comedies like National Lampoon's Vacation and Groundhog Day, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. So we're really excited for that. That same day, we'll have all the program screenings, and we'll conclude with the award ceremony from 5:30 to 6:30. So it's lots going on. It's really exciting, and it's all free, and that's the best part. It's all free and open to the public.
Free, but tickets are required, so you can get them at the festival website, correct? Because people should jump on this because the tickets are going to go quick.
Yeah, for sure. So you can go into chicagofilmfestival.com /cineyouth, and we have our entire schedule laid out there. And all you have to do is click on the link to RSVP, that's how you get the ticket. But they are going quick, so make sure to RSVP.
Okay, get in there. And, Olivia, your film, are you excited to have your film screened at the Music Box? That's got to be amazing, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's one of my favorite theaters in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful theater. It's great. Hey, Lee, you mentioned that the Pangea was for a class, for school. Was it an assignment where you had to have certain things, or was it anything that you could create?
No, pretty much I came up with the idea, and then Northwestern helped fund it with different student grants. So, yeah, and then the filmmakers actually helped me make it are also from Northwestern, and they were students.
Okay. And how long, and you shot it in a week. How long, you know, how long did it take you to put the rest of it together, like in post and everything?
Yeah, the editing actually took a while. So I think we went down probably about March, and then from March to about the end of June, we were editing, and my producer, Ethan Sensor, also did the sound design for it. So all that wonderful, water noises, and, like,
yeah.
He helped with some of the composition, too. But we had a really great composer come on as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was about 3 months to finish the post.
Well, I mean, you must you should be really proud, Olivia, because it's a beautiful piece of filmmaking. It really is. You said you were an animator. Talk a little bit about that. You've done animated films in the past.
Yeah. Before Pangea, actually had another short called Lucid that I directed. That one took a year to complete.
Okay.
Wow. But that one was about 8 minutes long, about a girl and her sister and this kind of magical dream world type thing. But yeah, that's where I got my start, was in animation.
That's very, very cool. So Lucy, what type of animation was it, Olivia?
That one was predominantly hand-drawn, actually. And then towards the end, we learned a little bit more about digital effects. So now that's mostly what I do, is use After Effects and then draw using a tablet.
Mm. That's great. Wow. That's really, really great. What are your future plans, Olivia?
So right now I'm a Sundance Ignite Fellow. So I just plan to keep on directing, making more stuff. I'm starting to find, like, kind of a style that I really want to stick to. And hopefully in the next year or so, I want to put out a feature film.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. So tell me, you just mentioned Sundance Ignite. You were the recipient of this year's Sundance Ignite Fellowship. Tell me about that and how you got it.
Yeah, so there's 15 fellows in the program, and basically I submitted Pangea originally, I think, back in about November, I think that was announced.
Mm-hmm.
And they just had a worldwide competition where you could submit your video, and it had to be, I think, under 8 minutes, and it was for people aged, like, 18 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
So I submitted my film, and then they got back to me and said that I won. So I got a all-expense-paid trip to Sundance, along with a lot of networking, and I got two mentors for the year. Oh. And then they've been, like, taking me along to different opportunities around. And, yeah, I've learned a lot through that, too.
That's really great. Well, congratulations on that. Okay, guys, hang on, okay?
Sure.
All right. Olivia and Lauren are with me, and we're talking about a really cool festival that's happening May 4th through the 6th at the Music Box Theater, the Cine Youth Festival. It's the 13th annual event. It's free, and it showcases filmmakers whose ages range from 7 to 22, which is pretty amazing. And we'll talk more about it and get some more details on it coming up right after we take this break on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We have been talking with Lauren Ponto, who is the festival director of the Cine Youth Festival, and Olivia Peace, who is one of the featured filmmakers. And it's a Cine Youth Festival. It's a film festival that's free, and it showcases the work of young filmmakers whose ages range from 7 to 22. It takes place Thursday, May 4th through Saturday the 6th. At the Music Box Theater right here in Chicago. We have a link on our Facebook page for all the information, facebook.com/NickDShow. All the events are free, but reservations and tickets are required, so you can go to the festival website and get your reservations, because it's going to be free. You want to go check out all these films, and we welcome Olivia back. Welcome back, Olivia.
Hey.
And we welcome Lauren back. Lauren back, welcome back.
Hello.
All right. So, you know, in addition to the festival, you're also the educational director, and you spend a lot of time in schools. Can you tell me a little bit about that, Lauren?
Yeah. So we are a program that runs year-round. In addition to Cine Youth, I put on education screenings for Chicago public school students, grades 6 through 12, twice a month from September through April. And we show them, you know, world-class cinema and films that, you know, maybe they would not normally have a chance to see. And during the actual Chicago International Film Festival, we bus Chicago Public School students in for free to the festival every morning to watch festival official selections. So
that's really great. Yeah. That is. Yeah. I wish that was around when I was in school.
I know. Same. I never got those opportunities.
No. So tell me about give me an example of some of the films that you've shown, and then do you guys lead a discussion afterwards?
Yeah. So this year, one of the films we showed a 52nd Chicago International Film Festival official selection. Called Raising Bertie, and we had the director in for a Q&A afterwards. We always do, you know, a question and answer afterwards with the students, yeah. And it's really great. So, yeah, it's lots of fun, and I really love seeing the students experience.
Do you sense a genuine curiosity on a lot of these kids who are just like, you know, that sometimes you're seeing the future of filmmakers or kids who are just going to really get into film?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's always a few in the audience who genuinely express interest in it and ask, you know, really insightful questions and have great feedback. So, and, you know, I always encourage them and hope that they come to the Cine Youth Festival. And some of them, you know, do. And that's kind of what we do for our film challenge. I forgot to mention this initially, but on the Saturday at the award ceremony, we're also going to be screening our film challenge films, which were filmed last weekend at Columbia College Chicago. And we have 40 students ages 10 through 18 come out from some of the suburban areas and from CPS in Chicagoland. And they filmed a movie in the span of a day.
Yeah.
We'll be screening those as well.
Oh, that's great. And that was all done on the 20. You guys did that on the 22nd where the kids came in, had one day to make a film.
Yeah, not even a day, really. It was like we filmed from 9 a.m. until about noon was the filming, and then break for lunch, and then from 1 till 4, it was the editing process. So
wow.
Yeah, it was really fun, though.
That's just one work day, Lauren.
I know. It's a lot, but, you know, Columbia College is great, and, you know, they have all the gear and the editing suites, and it's just a really fun day, so we'll be showcasing those.
That's
well.
Really great. And I would imagine that, you know, during this festival, all the kids, you know, the filmmakers and their families must be just over the moon, right, Lauren?
Oh, for sure. It's so fun. It's so fun to meet all the filmmakers and their families, and it's just a great time.
All right. So there's 77 short films that are going to be shown, and there are all kinds of different programs. There's award ceremony, and everything is free. You should probably make your reservations to get your tickets. Go to the festival website and check it out. We have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. And the whole thing kicks off on the 4th at the Beautiful Music Box Theater. Olivia, I just want to say that I think you're enormously talented and you made a beautiful film. And I wish you the best of luck and a bright future.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lauren, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend on the 4th through the 6th, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. There's Lauren Ponto, who is the director of the Cine Youth Festival, and Olivia Pease, who is a featured filmmaker. She made a movie called Pangea. And it's beautiful, a really, really wonderful piece of work. And she deserves all the accolades that she's gotten. So a lot of fun there. It's all free, too. Check out our link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow, the Cine Youth Festival. All right, we'll take a break here on 720 WGN.